Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me. You know, on average, 37 children die each year due to heat stroke in hot cars. In July, there were 11 tragic deaths alone, and we had many of those here in Atlanta. You may think it could never happen to you, but even the most loving and attentive caregiver can forget a child is in the back seat. Joining us today to discuss this troubling trend and some ways we can prevent it is car seat safety expert Sarah Haverstick. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today. It's, you know, every time we see it, we think, how could that happen? How could you leave your child in the car? But there are reasons. I mean, not reasons, but, you know, in our mental mind that we can't really wrap our brain around. But there are ways that people just forget their kids, right?
Yes, you're right. And it is a hard topic to talk about. But one of the things that's important that you can do is, you know, try not to think about it as forgetting your child. That it's really not that you've forgotten you have a child or that you don't love your child. It's really that your brain is thinking and prioritizing something else. So it's one of those, if you are regularly the parent that drops off at childcare, you have a routine and you start to establish a schedule and a habit of, I go from home to childcare for drop off to work, to whatever that routine is. But if you're not that caregiver, if you're the person that normally just drives every single day from home to work, doing the exact same route probably every day, but then that one occasion you might be the person that's dropping off, that could be an opportunity where your brain just goes on autopilot. Your brain just thinks that, just like any other day, I would be driving from home to work, and forgets that stop in the middle.
It's just so crazy, but we've all done it. We've locked our kids in the car. I've driven past the exit to pick them up, or this was a long time ago, and, you know, forgot because I had my mind on something else, and you are so right. So it can happen even to the best of us, even to the most loving parents. Give us some tips. And I understand that there's new technology on the horizon to help us with this.
Right. So one of the tips that we've been educating about for years is creating a reminder system for yourself. So establish a new habit. Every time you get out of that car, open the back seat and check to see if anything's back there. It doesn't matter if you know there's nothing back there. If you start to do that every single time you drive, it'll establish itself as just your regular routine, and it'll just become part of what you do. So on those days that you are traveling with the child, you would definitely see them back there. You could put your purse back there. You could put your cell phone back there. Put something that you always take out of the car with you every time.
Yes.
So those two or three times that you might have a child in there, you would, again, always be going to that back seat to check. But new technology, so as you mentioned, you know, there's really neat things that we can do with technology. And on the car seat side at Evenflow, we launched sensor-safe technology, and we did that to help address this issue. When we know there's so many children that are left behind in a car, how can we provide a reminder system to the caregiver? So the Evenflow sensor-safe system comes with a car seat that has a smart chest clip, so that's already on the car seat when you take it out of the box. And then it comes with a little plug that goes into your onboard diagnostic port in your vehicle. And this allows the car seat to actually communicate with the vehicle. So that way, when you once you put it in once, you insert that plug into your vehicle. You don't have to do anything else. You just leave it there. And then you just use your car seat the same way that you always use your car seat. And when you get to your destination, if you're driving around and you've got that child in the back seat and they're buckled into that car seat, when you get to your destination and turn off your vehicle ignition, within 2 seconds of turning off the ignition, you're going to hear a series of reminder tones to alert you that that child is buckled in the back seat.
My goodness, that is phenomenal. Phenomenal. You know, and it's simple. It's simple.
Yes, that's what we liked about it. We wanted it to be something that really wasn't going to complicate the car seat. Car seats are already difficult. We know that that's a struggle for many people. So we didn't want to make using the car seat any different for families. So you use the car seat the same way. You just insert that plug into the vehicle that one time, and then you're ready to go.
You know, it's making me think about, you know, the women who've left the kid in the car to go get her hair done or something like that. This is not for them because they intentionally left their kids in the car, right?
Right. There's definitely a difference. So there's, you know, intentionally leaving your child. Mm-hmm. You should never leave a child in a car for any amount of time. You don't know. You might think you're just running into the store to grab a gallon of milk, but you don't know what might hold you up inside that store. So there's no period of time that's okay to just leave the child in the car. Mm-hmm. But this system is really designed for those times that might be unintentional.
Right.
That you were busy, you were running, you were, you know, going from one thing to another thing. It wasn't part of your routine. Whatever the situation is, that's what this is really designed to give you that regular reminder.
There's also legislation, and I really appreciate that it's on the radar of our government.
Right. The Hot Cars Act was introduced this summer. It's a bipartisan piece of legislation, and that's really thinking on the vehicle side, requiring new model year vehicles to have a reminder system incorporated for this same thing. So on the EvenFlow side with our car seat technology, you know, this is addressing the same thing and something that's available right now. So a family, if they're interested, if this is something that they think would give them some peace of mind when they're traveling with a child, that this is something they can go ahead and get right now.
Oh, my gosh, that is so great. It's just heart-wrenching. You know, my kids are grown, but to just imagine a parent who just simply forgot, and they've got to live with that for the rest of their lives. Their spouse is looking at them sideways because, you know, like, you I can't believe you left our baby in the car.
It is a hard one. And, you know, when I went back to work after maternity leave with my daughter, it was one of the things, I mean, this is something I educate on, but it was one of the things that was really top of mind for me. And I was the caregiver that always dropped off at school. But when I had that change in routine, when I knew that my husband would be the one dropping her off, I knew he didn't love her any less than I loved her. But that wasn't the way that he goes to work every single day. It wasn't what he did. So we created some internal family reminders. I would give him a call
about
15 minutes after he was supposed to drop off. How did it go? You know, so things like that, you know, just so we're all, the most important thing is recognizing this can really happen to anybody. So you should be prepared.
Oh gosh, yes. So tell folks where they can go for more information on this new car seat.
So the EvenFlow technology, for more information, you can go to evenflow.com/sensorsafe. We have information about sensor safe technology and some tips for prevention.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much. Sarah Haverstick, thank you so much for joining us and giving us this great information.
Thank you for having me.